Today on Real Life Radio.
The entrance into such places is not a ticket that you can download or get online or PDF or scan. The ticket is the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to have the ticket.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey friends, I want to excite you about our featured item of the month, and this is a tremendous book. Listen carefully though, it's a very small book in size, but it is gigantic in power. I'm talking about A.W. Tozer's classic, The Pursuit of God. The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it. In one of the chapters, he has labeled The Blessings of Owning Nothing. What could that possibly mean? Well, get a copy for yourself and find out how liberating and freeing that this little book can be in your life as A.W. Tozer takes the Word of God and opens it up to you in a very sweet and personal way. The Pursuit of God by Dr. A.W. Tozer.
The Pursuit of God is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God by turning your gaze towards Him. The Pursuit of God is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Futures with a message titled, Heaven, Will You Be Going There? Part 1. Now, this series is a study in what the Bible says about heaven, the future, and why it matters in our lives today. You see, when we take a deeper look at what the Bible says about heaven, we need to ask ourselves, will I be going there? And am I sure of my eternal destination? So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that embracing the gospel of Jesus means we really have to protect our spirit against demonic spirits. We're designed by God to be with Him, but if we depart from the faith, we will not see heaven. Now, with his message called, Heaven, Will You Be Going There? Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Isn't it amazing that when you're going to read the Bible, you got to work at it? I mean, I'm confessing, I didn't ask you about this. I'm confessing, I assume it's the same. Is it hard for you to read the Bible?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes?
Yes. Me too. The moment I read my Bible, I'm going to read it. It's awesome. Nobody's awake. It's a great morning. I'm going to read my Bible. And it's almost like hell goes, no, you're not. And the doorbell goes off or the fire alarm or I don't know what. Are you with me? Somebody calls.
Wrong number. I'm sorry.
It's like Satan, call that number. Call it. You have to work at it. The moment something of a demonic power comes along, like a deceiving spirit to teach, you know, you're captivated. And you can barely go to work. You're captivated. The Bible says, watch out, there's going to be days right at the end that things are going to captivate you to pull you into another world. It's not even real. It's a world of demonic influences. And then the second thing is, look what he says here, that what's before us also is doctrines of demons. Oof. Demons telling people things. I had a dream. Yeah, watch out. The Bible says this would characterize the last days. This sounds like a Jerry Springer program or that kind of stuff. Or Oprah show. I died and I saw, I went, and it was amazing. And Jesus is really no big deal. He was just all with us, and you can believe anything you want. You go to heaven. That's right out of the pit of hell. That's exactly what Satan wants you to believe. But listen, in 1 Timothy 4:1, we'll have to end right here. It says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. We'll end here. Listen, this is what this means. They started listening to things that caused them to pull away from the faith. They gave themselves over to its full attention. They invested in it. Little did they know, it was the workings of demon spirits, invisible, and it never got a hold of their attention. They never figured that part out. And why would the spiritual dark world tell you about their plans anyway? If they're really smart, and they are, they're not going to tell you, hey, we're going to attack you next week. Jesus said if somebody knew that, they would not allow their home to be broken into. Right? So look at this. They speak lies and hypocrisy. What does that mean? They dress up in white while they tell you darkness. We're here to help. Watch out. Having their own conscience seared. The word seared is where we get the word cauterize, cauterizo, to cauterize something, to heat up a piece of metal, glowing hot, to take an open wound that is hemorrhaging. You can take that hot iron and you can put it right on the wound and melt it shut and save someone's life. Depending upon what kind of surgery you're having, the doctor can cut with the blade, and right connected to the blade is a little item that trails the blade, and it lasers the skin, melts the skin right back together when it's cut. It's brilliant. It's brilliant with the right application. But if you've ever had a scar, and then you open up that scar again, have you ever ripped open a scar? And if that keeps happening, you keep bumping it, tearing it, ripping it, you know what happens? You wind up getting skin that loses its ability to feel. The skin becomes dead. And you can rub your hand across and you'll feel the dead area, and then you'll pick up on the feeling again. The sensation's gone where it has been traumatized beyond feeling. When that happens, you can't feel anymore. These people, what's happened to them is that they dabbled into something and they got burned. They just burned, but then they went back to it and they got burned again. And they went back again to it a little bit and they got burned, but it wasn't that bad of a burn. And then they went again and then they couldn't even feel the burn after a while. And then they could just pick it up and hold it. Can you do this? You've seen those guys? Walk across, you know, in Hawaii, they have the fire walkers, which is like nuts. It's like, you, and then, I don't know, you know, I go there for the food. I don't go there for the show. But the guy goes, hey, watch this. You throw him the stuff, and he walks bare feet on hot and burning coals. And it's just like, yeah, I'm not impressed. Don't want to do that. I mean, what's the point? I can do it. I would freak out. I don't feel anything. Yeah, that's the problem. When the LAPD brings a man in for having committed multiple murders in the apartment and they ask him, how did you do it? With a knife. How long did it take? A couple hours. What were you thinking? I don't know. Wondering what they felt, maybe. What did you feel? Nothing. Conscience seared with a hot iron. Having committed something so often, listen, you've committed it so often that you don't even feel it anymore. And the danger is you can even go to church stuck in tradition, but living that kind of a life. You've been hurt so many times, for example, if you don't keep your heart tender and safe in the arms of Jesus, you can be hurt so many times that you even think you're protecting yourself and shielding yourself from that. And you'll only get involved in a situation so far, then you'll pull back. And something really good comes along, but you've conditioned yourself to pull back. You know why? Because for some reason, hurt, pain, sorrow, disappointment, you've somehow concluded, not only will I never have a house like Blenheim Palace or Catherine the Great, but I don't care. I don't care about your heaven. I don't care about your Bible. I don't care about any of that stuff. Because you have allowed your heart to become so seared that it can't feel anymore. And that when the Bible tells you God loves you, you say, not me. Not for me. And this is a danger. You see, the way you get to heaven is by the fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins. But if you've become so callous to your own activity that you don't see yourself a sinner, you are in epic, eternal danger. And if everything you do is followed up by a justification sentence out of your mouth, you're even further. And when you do something and you get caught and then you say, yeah, but you know what? It's because callous, callous, hardened, hardened, no feeling. You know who's in heaven? A bunch of sinners are in heaven. How do you know? Ask them. You can ask them. You can read their statements in the book. Isaiah saw heaven. You know what he said? Isaiah. Woe is me. I'm undone. My lips are filthy. I'm wicked. And I live in an entire nation that's wicked. You know what God said to him? God said, I have taken a coal from off the altar and placed it on your tongue. And you are purged. Your iniquity has been removed from you. Isaiah is in heaven today and he still thinks he's a sinner. When you and I get to heaven, you know what? We're going to walk like this. We're going to be like a bunch of people walking in to Catherine the Great's palace. It's like, what are we doing here? Just shut up. Just come on. Just act like you're supposed to be here. Nod your head. It's like, we're here. Think about it. Are we here? Oh, we're here. How long are we staying? Forever. Think about it. Because listen, when you walk through, it's going to say something like, imagine the gate, called before the foundations of the world, right? And you walk through, you walk in and you look back on the backside of the gate and it says something to the effect, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you're standing there. Oh, and let me tell you, friend, it's going to cause everything in this world that man can build to it'll look like a joke. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God that heaven is not made with human hands. What awaits us is absolutely awesome, that it takes sanctified imagination to begin to wonder. How in the world will the trees be used? Trees, and there'll be water. And a street, main street, heaven down the main street. The street is transparent, but gold in color. And the nations will come and bring their glory to it. Nations! And the kings will honor the Lord from year to year, it says. Think about it. The Bible. Have you ever thought about that? That's not metaphorical, man. That's going to happen.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, the entrance is Jesus. The entrance is the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ was provided as an offering for our sins upon the altar in heaven above. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the one who we read earlier in the beginning, who is the actual temple and the light. It's the Lamb of God. And only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life enter in. So heads bowed, eyes closed, please, no one moves. Don't interrupt someone who is quite possibly making the greatest decision of their eternity. Christians, please be praying right now. Right now, intercede. But I speak to you, two people groups right now, this morning, today. Number one, this has made some sense to you. And you're hearing now that the entrance into such places is not a ticket that you can download or get online or PDF or scan. The ticket is the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to have the ticket. Number two, there are those here that you're a Christian, but you've never gone public with Jesus. You've never stood for Christ. He's given you one more Sunday, but you've never stood for him. So I'm going to ask those of you first, but today things have clicked and you want to say yes to Jesus. You want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. You want to get the ticket into heaven. But the reason why you get the ticket is because you need to bow to him. Not physical. That's ridiculous. Anybody can do that. But to bow in your heart, your conscience, think of that. To say right now, wherever you may be, whoever you may be, I'm bowing my soul, my heart, my spirit, my life, my will to Almighty God. I know that my default location is hell because I have sinned against the Almighty God, creator of the universe and all that there is, and I have alienated myself from him and I've lived for me. I've taken pleasure that God has given and I've ruined it and made it my self-pursuit. I've crashed it. And in doing that, I've crashed me. And I want to be a new person. I want to start all over. I want to have my slate clean. I want to have my conscience cleared. Jesus, save me. And for those of you who have never gone public, today's your day. As we worship, Christians be praying. Please remain seated. But those of you who are accepting Christ today and proclaiming Christ publicly today, will you come up, stand up, come forward, and dedicating your lives to Jesus, that you'd stand at the front of this platform, and we'll pray with you in a moment. God has sustained you to this moment to bring you to this hour. I highly recommend you take him up on his gracious offer to give your life to Jesus Christ today. You come right now as we sing. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Listen, if you are out there today and if you're in the overflow, you can come now. But if in your mind right now, right where you're at, you've got this thought process. I should do this. I'll wait till next week. No, I should do it now. But what will my friend think? You know what? Maybe I can do it later. What if the Bible's true, friend, and it says, now is the acceptable time, today is the day, because it is true. And what if the enemy of your soul is whispering to you, put it off, just wait. Think of it. We are one heartbeat away from forever. One heartbeat away. If you've got a battle going on in your mind, and if you're thinking, God can't forgive me, boy, do you qualify. You're the one, Jesus said, the person who is forgiven the most turns out, winds up loving the most. So no matter who you are, you need to make that decision. Walk away from your life, walk away from what this world has done to you, and walk into the arms of Jesus Christ. Let's come. You come right now. A few more moments. You come. In a moment, we're going to pray. And the prayer that we're going to pray, even though we're all going to pray it, it's the fact that you mean it. If you mean it, so how can God do that? You mean he hears all of us at the same time? Exactly, yes. Listen, he's God. He's not a human. He's God. He can do that. Okay? And when we pray this prayer, he's going to hear you. And I want to warn some of you, don't be thinking, okay, if I'm going to get ready, I'm going to pray it now. It's going to feel fantastic. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not denying that you could get a feeling, but I never got a feeling. I don't get feelings like that. I just know what the Bible says. Nowhere does it say, you know, if you feel a certain way, it's going to happen to you. No, you come by faith. Faith trumps feelings every time. Feelings are whimsical, you know? Faith trumps feelings, okay? And so pray this prayer. He's faithful. He's listening. And he's going to transform your life. You're not going to get electrocuted or be knocked over. Listen, what's going to happen? He's going to transform your life. And you're going to know it. Every single one of you, you're going to know it. I predict like in an hour or two. You're going to know it because your mind is going to change. You'll be thinking differently. It's pretty amazing. So when you leave from this place, you're going to be thinking thoughts that you've never thought before. And then you're going to want, then you're going to have a thought that you are used to having. And immediately the Holy Spirit is going to say, we don't think those kind of thoughts anymore. And you're going to freak. That's when you can freak. He's awesome. Are you ready? Let this fall from your lips out loud, church. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Forgive me of my sins. Because I today proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I give you my life. Thank you for dying for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's a decision you make. Isn't it awesome? We can all stand. Listen, isn't it amazing? Because you would think there'd be, let's have a big ritual. No, Jesus walked by Matthew. Jesus walked by Matthew, the tax collector, and he said, come, follow me. That was it. And he walked away. And Matthew decided, I'm going to follow him. Matthew. Same thing happened to Peter. Same thing happened to Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Same thing happened to Mary. Same thing happened to these here today. So from this moment on, dive into the Bible, start in John's Gospel, and watch what happens. He will transform your life. It's what he does.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Heaven, Will You Be Going There? Part 1. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Futures, a series on prophetic scriptures and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today you heard an altar call at the end of the message, and I'd like to let you know that just because it was on the radio, it doesn't make it any less real. If you felt God move in your life today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to know about it, and we'd like to help you out with some resources. Visit jackhibbs.com, and there's a tab there that says Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. One more time, jackhibbs.com. You know, in our desire to pursue God, we often find ourselves wondering how to do it in this fast-paced world. Well, I think our current featured resource is really going to help. It's called The Pursuit of God, a beloved classic by the late pastor and evangelist A.W. Tozer. The Pursuit of God is the fruit of Tozer's spiritual exploration into the essence of God's nature, and it'll help you on your own journey towards God. With well over 1 million copies sold, recapture the radiant wonder that comes from having faith in Christ and a desire for God above all. The Pursuit of God is a must-read if you want the power and blessing that comes from seeking God at the highest possible level of fulfillment.
The Pursuit of God is a book that I have to read at least once, sometimes twice a year. It is so good, and you'll love it.
The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.